So the Gemara says on the top of Daf Mendal and Alf that if a person says Tei Sodas Umufkeres LeYom Echad LeShabbos Achas LeChodesh Echad LeShana Achas LeShavu Echad, so a person basically makes a Hefkel Isman just for one day, for one week, for one month, then that's a good Hefkel and it works. And Anshal Zacha Ba Benu Ben Acha Yochel Achsubay Mishal Zacha Benu Ben Acha Yochel Achsubay. So it's Mavoy Lingmar that you can make Hefkel Isman. You can make Hefkel only for a certain amount of time. And the question is, where does this come from? Where do you find such a Musig that you can be Mafkel Isman? But Pashas, you're removing your bialis, being misalik your bialis, you can only do it once you misalik it. It's out of your bialis l'aylam. Where is this? What's the mucker for this? Then you're able to make a hefker only lizman. And the sman, chesh mishpat, someone reshan gimel sefkan yedalin, he says that the mucker is from shmita gufa. We learn on hefker from shmita according to one man da'amar. And he says by shmita, we find that the pair is a hefker and it's only for a year. It's a hefker lizman. Tars mafka the pair is only for a year. So we find such a musik that you could have hefker lizman. So who then over here? We could also be mafka l'sman, it could be mafka for one day, one week, etc. That's the maka l'fi l'sman. In fact, our shash over here, that this is tamua, that doesn't make any sense what this ma is saying, because on Shemitah it's not a hefka l'sman, it's a hefka l'aylam. During the year of Shemitah, the Torah is mafka the peris l'aylam, they're hefka forever. You could take, once Shemitah comes, those peris remain hefka forever. It doesn't go back to the rishus abaylam. So that is l'chair hefka l'aylam, not hefka l'sman. So where do you see from Shemitah b'chlal that there's a musig of Hefkel Isman, very, very shvair to understand what the Sma means. And the Shaman Adarm over here answers the Kasha of the Rashash, doesn't bring it, he just bavarns it. He says, Avada, what the Sma means is not, he's not referring to the Hefker of the Paris, but he's referring to the Hefker of the Karka. The Torah is also Mafka the Karka, like the Mar says earlier, that during the year of Shemitah, you're allowed to walk into the Karka. And the Lashon Limar is that it's Aranami Afgara, the Torah is also Mafka the Karka. And that Hefker of the Karka is Takon Isman, it's only for 1 year. And that's what the Sma is referring to, and the Chinami the Paris, but the Karka is only for 1 year, and therefore you see there is a Musig of Hefker Lizman. Now the question is on the Rashash, what's his Kashal? The Sma has a good time, and the Shaman Adam has a good point. Unfortunately, there is Hefker Lizman when it comes to the Karka during Shemitah, and that Lachar is what the Sma means. But the Teretz says that what the Shaman Adam is saying is not Pashut at all, because when the Gemara over there says that the Tar is Mafka the Karka, it doesn't mean Kipshutai that there's a hefker on the karka. There's no real hefker because you can't make a kid in the karka. You can't do whatever you want over there. It's just basically an asinus rishus. The Torah allows you to walk in. That's what the Gemara means. It uses the lashon hefker, but it doesn't mean the din of hefker. It means it gives you rishus to go into the karka in order to take the peres, in order to be eichel, in order to be malakia. For that, you have rishus to walk into the karka. But it's not a real din hefker. So l'chari, there is no rye from there that there's a musik of hefker lizman. So L'chavit the Shaman Adarm says it's Tzarechian, and the Rashash makes sense, that there is no Makar B'chla by Shemitah of Hefkel Isman. So the question is, what takas does the Sma mean? What does the Shaman Adarm mean? Where do you find a Musig of Hefkel Isman by Shemitah? And I was thinking that perhaps you could be Miyashav this, Alpiyah Yisai from the Stipler we mentioned earlier. The Stipler says that during the year of Shemitah, it's not just that the Torah is Mafker the Peris, and it's not just they have Rishus to walk in, but the Torah is actually Mafker the Kayach of the Tzmicha and the Gidol, that's in the trees. The tree has a kayach to be megadol peiros, and that kayach to be megadol peiros is also hefker. You don't have bialis over there. It's like a dekel peirosav. When you sell someone dekel peirosav, that's basically what happens during Shemitah, that everyone owns the dekel legabe, that kayach of the growth of the peiros. And nafkamina is legabe, do you have rishus to aser it bekainim, like that's what he spoke about earlier, but that's a musig. You see from the style, but there is a certain hefker which is chal on that kayach of the tzmicha, and that hefker is not only for a year. That's only for the year. Afterwards, that hefker is no longer there. So that is a musig lechar where you find that there's a certain zacha that the hefker is chal only for a year and not more. And that could be the pshat and what the sma means. That you find the hefker lizman during shemitah. It's not the karka, it's not the peris, but it's the kayach at tzmicha in the tree, which will be the stipler goes into the afkata, the malka of the hefker of shemitah.